Welcome back to Just Yappin', the number one radio show in your area. I'm your host, Jace Bro. Today we're here joined by...
It's me, Noah.
And it's me, Cohen. All right, guys. So today, you know what we're going to be talking about?
Noah's hand. I'm kidding.
We're going to be talking about how Jace is so tubular.
What? Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, Noah, back to you.
All right, so the weather for today...
You're not going to tell us about the weather?
Yeah. What's the weather, bro?
What's wrong with the weather, bro?
Yeah, bro. What's wrong with the weather?
I'll tell you about the weather right now.
What's the weather?
I'm waiting. What's the haps, man? Do, 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 do. What's your major?
So, it's a high of 45, a low of 31, and it feels like 19 degrees out there. So,
it's kind of cold.
Very. And there's a river flood warning until Tuesday.
Also, it is very cold. It's not just... did you say until Tuesday?
You know today's Tuesday,
what,
right?
What day is it? What day is it? Huh?
Until 9:45, there's a flood warning.
P.M.?
Yep.
Yeah.
Not A.M.?
P.M.
Are you sure?
I already said that. P.M.
All right, look at me. Are you sure?
Yeah.
Our souls are connected right now.
This is crazy. I'm witnessing aura at its finest. So did Harrison get back with you yet?
Oh, no, not yet. We're waiting on Harrison.
So, backstory, if you hear us go absolutely crazy, it's because our buddy over here, Cohen, he's going off to college next year, and he got on this college friend-making app so he can find a roommate.
So, basically, I am on a dating website, but not for school.
And it's a school project.
It's a school project. And so we found Harrison, who has a lot of interest with me, and he's a very cool-looking man, and I want him to be my bestie. Guys, let's reach out to Harrison, get him to
no,
be my...
No, no,
get him on the radio.
Get him here right now. Right now. No, it's okay.
Guys, okay, so listen. Today on Just Yappin', the number one podcast, number one growing podcast in the world.
It's a radio show, too.
The number one growing show in the world right
there
now.
There you go.
Don't look that up, by the way. So we here today, us people, humans, right now, right here, we are, so Noah.
Yeah.
What's your favorite Spider-Man?
We go back to this every week.
I rewatched all the movies.
When?
During spring break?
Yeah.
Woo! All right. Tell me. What
was your favorite movie?
And what?
Honestly, I think my favorite movie was probably The Amazing Spider-Man 2.
Yep.
Okay.
You and can't beat Electro's theme.
So are you telling me that your favorite Spider-Man is Andy?
I like his suit designs. I would say
is he your favorite Spider-Man though?
Out of all the movies, probably yeah.
You watched all the movies?
Yeah.
All of them?
Yep.
Miles Morales?
Yep.
You didn't seem too sure about that. Are you lying to me right now?
I'm talking live action.
So when you say all the movies, you didn't mean all the movies.
No,
so why
I saw
did,
all the
so
movies.
So why did you say all the movies?
No, I mean I watched all the
did
movies.
Did you see the 1900 movies? No, you didn't. You lied to me. Once again, you said you watched them all, but you didn't.
Sorry. Let me rephrase. All the modern movies.
The modern ones, you say. The modern ones. But you didn't watch Miles Morales.
I did.
But you just said a minute ago that you didn't.
No, he said that he isn't in the conversation for favorite because he meant only real actors.
So you did watch Miles
he
Morales.
He did, but he yes. just didn't.
All of them about live action movies.
All 30 yeah. Miles Morales movies.
The third one isn't out yet.
There's 30. All the 30?
All 30 of them.
I need to catch up.
You do.
There's 30 of them.
See, I was not. Able to finish it because I watched all of One Piece. So it was easy. That's like my new brag now whenever people are like, oh, it's too long. It's such a long show. It's such a long movie. I watched all of One Piece. It'll be like 5 days for me. I'm done.
I won't sleep at all.
Sleep? Never even heard of it. So, Jace.
Yeah.
What are you doing right now there, bud?
I don't even know. I'm bored.
Are you on the Just Yappin' radio show? The number one growing show in the world? Don't look that up.
Yeah, Joe Rogan has nothing on us.
Joe Rogan is number third in the world. Can you believe that?
I can, actually. He's pretty popular.
I cannot. Number one in the world right now is part of the UK. It's the BBC.
Yeah.
I mean, that is true. We looked it up last week, or 3 weeks ago.
We did.
Okay, so, Noah.
Yeah.
Do you think they did Mysterio justice?
No.
Why?
I mean, for that universe, I get it, but they just did him dirty. Because he's all about magic, not tech.
Magic? Magic the Gathering? Do you like Magic the Gathering?
It's interesting.
It's interesting. Okay, he's a liar.
Because it's one of the greatest games of all time.
Why are you lying to me? What?
What made you a psychological liar today?
You mean pathological?
Whatever.
Who hurt you?
Yeah, who hurt you?
Thanos.
The big purple guy. Okay.
Big purple grape, yes.
Yes.
Not the green grape. We don't talk about green ones.
No, the green grape, she died.
Yeah.
Gamora.
Oh.
And don't worry about the red grape either.
Yeah. They died too.
That's Tony Stank.
I'm going to package you for Tony Stank.
Is that your Stan Lee impression?
No, it's not.
Hey, guys. It's me, Stan Lee.
Sounds like a chain smoker from the 50s.
It is. Chain smokers. Do you like the chain smokers?
No, not really.
Speaking of the chain smokers, let's see what song they have in here, and we can put it
probably
in.
Probably none.
Oh, okay. I bet there's a lot.
So, Noah.
Yeah.
Why are you a scared little boy?
Why are you scared, little boy?
Oh, whoa, yeah. Okay. What song? What song?
Whoa, let's chill out there, buddy.
Something just like this. Last time we touched the screen, it went wonky, so just tell me which song. Did you guys touch it yesterday? Yeah, we were on Leo's show, and shout out Leo. We were on his show, and it didn't work, so we have to use the mouse.
Drop 50 bits if you're in love with Leo.
We're not 150 just like, dropped.
We're not streaming.
Wait, we're not streaming?
Get the Leo cam going. Get the Leo cam going.
You're not in Twitch anymore.
Dang it.
Dang it.
Is this a Twitch? What is my life without Twitch?
Nothing.
Where's he understands my 50 me. Gifted? You know who doesn't understand me? You. Who hurt you as a child?
Fine, I won't give you 50 gifted subs.
Okay, hey, I mean, hey.
Yeah.
How much money is that?
A lot.
That's like $100,
I think. Oh, hey, what's going on, man? Hey, it's me, the big guy. So let's talk about your meat.
What?
Talk about Noah's ham. You guys ever heard about buttered sausage?
We moved on.
Buttered
from
sausage.
That bit.
Where it came from? What's it doing?
No, we haven't.
Where is it at?
I still ask my mom on the daily, hey, is that ham from Noah?
This is disgusting.
Yeah, I haven't seen ham in 2 weeks. 2 weeks. Where's my ham delivery, man?
Yeah, where is it? Why aren't you eating it?
Are you Italian?
I don't think so.
Okay, Jace.
I don't know.
So now we all know that you're Irish.
Obviously, yes.
Where's the pot of gold?
So here's the thing. I've been looking for 17, almost 18 years.
So you've been looking for your pot of gold that you hid 35 years ago.
Yep.
On this day.
In 1999.
On this day.
Yeah. It's actually it would actually be 2000. No, wait, 30. It would be 1989.
Okay.
You can't math. L. Bozo.
No.
Ratio.
I was doing a reference to Jay Schlatt.
We don't talk about the summer of 1999. It was a terrible time. Such a tragedy.
Can't talk about it, though.
Can't talk about it. Anyways, yeah, I can't find the pot of gold I hid.
Putting my hair back.
You got a big forehead, bro.
Dude, just find the rainbow. It's not that hard.
Bro, you look like a reverse Flash from The Flash. The doctor guy with your hair like that. You look like the doctor.
Harrison Wells.
Yeah, that's in the wheelchair.
I love Harrison Wells.
That's in the wheelchair.
Have you seen that show?
I've not seen all of it, but I've seen some of it.
Oh my gosh, you need to finish it.
You've never
I'm on season two.
Finish it! Now!
There's seven seasons.
I know.
Or eight.
There's nine.
Nine?
Yep. Yeah, they came out with the final one.
I dropped it, like, at season seven.
Grant Gustin was crying at the final season because he didn't want it to end. But they're thinking about putting him in the new movies since Ezra Miller can't, you know, really be in them. And also, he's better.
Yeah.
Yeah. We can all agree he's a better Flash.
Yep. He has charisma. He has aura.
So, guys, Grant Gustin is so...
Cool.
That's the different C word that I was going to use. Wait, I could still say that. Yeah, he's cute. He's a little cutie. Have you heard his voice? Oh, my gosh. His singing voice is so good.
I haven't heard...
You should have heard it. He sings a lot in the show. Not really a lot. Probably, like, once a season. You guys aren't really saying much. I feel like I'm just talking to myself. Is this the is this the me just yapping? This is Cohen's just yapping.
Well, I don't have a lot of input on this because I'm literally on season two.
Okay, guys. So,
and I haven't watched it in like 3 years.
All right. So today, I'm standing.
Are you about to do your Flash impression?
Guys, I'm about to speed out.
And that's when you sit right back down.
Okay, so. Noah, how tall was your father?
I don't know. Like, I'd say 6 foot.
Then why are you so short?
I'm 5'9".
He's got a couple
years. He thinks he's 5'9".
You know what I am? 6'7".
How tall is your mom?
5'4".
With stilts. Hmm.
No, that's just how tall my mom is.
Sure. I think you're really just not true. Oh my goodness.
Okay. So did you
just
put me on?
Yeah.
I didn't have a headset, and I already know that you did that. What the heck, man? This man hates me.
It's not hate. It's just love.
It's love.
It's abusive love.
I beat you.
I don't think that. I don't think that's good.
Okay, so today on Just Yappin', we're going to talk about something new, something interesting, okay? One Piece.
I heard there's a new arc.
I heard well, we still have on the One Piece.
We're on the same arc.
Was it like Sky something or whatever?
Skypiea? That was like the fourth arc. There's like 20.
No, there's...
We're on Egghead arc. We're on Egghead Island.
So here's my input. Yeah, have you found the one? No, you don't shush me. I'll meet you right now, buddy.
Fishman Island saga.
Fishman Island? That was forever ago.
Anyways, have you found the One Piece yet?
I haven't found the One Piece yet.
Have they found the One Piece yet?
They haven't found the One Piece yet.
So what's the point of all this?
To find the One Piece.
And you guys
never gonna find it.
But you don't. Do you know what Luffy's reason for finding the One Piece is? You don't.
Because I don't care about an anime.
Because he wants to be free.
He wants to be the Pirate King.
Free from what?
He just wants to be the freest of them all.
Free, free, free.
That's why he's Joy Boy, because Joy Boy attacks while being so free.
Oh, that's cool.
No, it's not. You don't care. Doesn't care.
You're right.
So I also finished Assassination Classroom. Have you seen that?
Yeah, I finished it years ago.
Why does everybody say that? I just finished it yesterday.
It's old. It's an older anime.
It's not that old. You act like it's from 1980.
But it's only got like two seasons.
And yeah. I was watching One Piece.
I could watch that in probably 3 days if I actually committed to the bit.
I could probably watch it in like 5 minutes.
What'd you think about it?
Okay.
It was really good. I love Kuro-sensei's background. Ooh, it was so good.
Did you cry at the end?
No.
He doesn't cry.
It was so sad, but no. I've only cried to two animes. The first one was Sword Art Online.
I only got 16 episodes in. I was like, this is too weird.
You may have seen it. It was the Christmas episode. And then, like, one of his teammates died, and he had this little, like, gem.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And it was so sad. I was crying, dude. It was so sad. So sad. Have you cried to a movie before?
Yeah.
What movie?
Wonder.
Oh my gosh,
when the dog dies.
What?
I don't
Oh no.
I don't do good with animal death.
Yeah, I feel that. It's like,
that's just human.
It's like in the movies or shows, if something's going on with an animal, everybody's like, save that thing.
Yeah.
Or if
frick the human, save the dog.
But if it's like some like adult male, it's like, okay.
Yeah.
He died, I guess. Whatever.
Yeah, no. I've cried over a couple shows, Stranger Things being a big one.
Really?
Yeah.
What for on that one?
Eddie Munson dying.
Eddie?
Yep.
It's crazy.
Bro. Oh,
spoilers.
So? It's like 4 years old.
Wait, have you not?
What season was it?
Four.
Didn't that just like come out?
It's like 2022. The most
it came out like 3 years ago.
Not if spoilers not, for if, me. Spoilers if, for people listening.
If you've not seen it by now, you're probably just not going to see it.
This is just yapping. We're just going to yap. If we spoil, yeah. That's on you.
Yeah, that's on you. That's sorry, on guys. Noah's hands.
Whoa.
The blood is on his hands.
Eddie Munson's blood is on your hands.
Yeah, why'd you send the demi-bats, bro?
I love Dustin and Steve's relationship. It's so good. It's so good.
It's a great relationship, but I think Eddie could have really been something.
Do not butt me on this. Eddie and Dustin, dream team right there, dude. They are just like this.
Yeah.
They are just like this, okay?
Yeah. But now they're not like that. Because yes, Eddie's dead.
I don't care. They're still tight.
I've only seen season one.
This guy's so far behind.
you're cooked, bud.
I remember the first time.
I saw it when it came out.
Before I watched.
You're cooked.
Before I watched Stranger Things, I was so scared to watch it.
I wasn't. I like went.
And then, like, it was seventh grade, and my mom left, and I was like, Mom, I'm going to do it. I'm going to watch Stranger Things, because she wanted me to so badly, and I did. And I got through, like, half of the first or second episode, and I was terrified of the Demogorgon, and I literally turned on Coco Melon to, like, relax
no
myself.
Way, bro.
To relax my nerves.
I get the so first part, but there's no way you turned on Coco Melon.
I turned
Melon.
On Coco Melon.
So here's the fun part. That's not even the scariest season.
I know. But it just put me on edge so much, dude.
Yeah,
I was
especially
terrified.
With that scene in the cabin.
Which scene
where,
in the cabin?
Before the kid gets taken to the upside down.
Yeah.
And there's like a shotgun and stuff.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It's dark outside. And you just
yeah. I mean, any seventh grader would be a little scared of that.
Yeah, I was like, oh!
It was so scary to me, dude.
I watched it when I was like in
sixth grade. Eighth grade freshman year, I just watched the whole thing, and I was like, oh my gosh, absolute cinema.
Yeah, they cook.
And then the next season came out, and I was like, oh, and now I'm just patiently waiting.
The fourth season came out freshman year of high school.
So eighth grade was when I watched it.
Yeah.
And then now we just got to wait for season five.
Which comes out this year, by the way.
Really? I thought it was next year.
Mm-mm, this year.
Let's go! And then they're going to postpone it.
Probably.
Speaking of things that come out this year, Thunderbolts.
What?
It's a Marvel movie. He's hyped about.
Oh. What's it about?
Think about the Avengers. All right? Throw that away. Take a ragtag knockoff version of the Avengers. That's the Thunderbolts.
But it has Bucky.
Yeah, it does have Bucky.
Congressman Bucky.
That's like the only good part.
Yeah.
And it does have Black Widow's sister, too.
She's
and their dad.
Fine. Yeah.
So why are you so excited for it?
It just looks good.
I think Fantastic Four will be a great movie.
Oh, I'm so hyped for that, dude.
Bro, we gotta go see it.
I think Marvel's starting to cook again.
Have you guys seen the Minecraft movie?
No.
I have.
He has.
You have?
Have you?
Watched it yesterday.
We just can't say anything. So next topic.
I was gonna watch it with Jace, and then I got busy every day. And then my mom was like, okay, we're going now. Okay.
What about him?
We had like 10 minutes to get to the theater. It was a showing at 4:45, and she told me at 4:30.
Yeah, I was at work, so.
I mean, I'll watch it with you, though. Dude,
okay.
I watched it, and like every meme part, everybody was clapping so hard and yelling and going, absolute cinema!
Flint and steel.
Flint and steel. The Nether.
Right. They love Chicken crushing Jack. Loaf.
All right.
What's the lava chicken farm lava chicken farm song?
That's exactly it.
I know, but I can't remember how it goes.
Well,
la 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 lava chicken.
Yeah, that's how it goes.
These aren't spoilers. You can find them on Instagram. Lava and chicken, I bet Steve. You've seen them. Really?
No.
Surprising. They're everywhere.
No.
It's massive.
No.
You know what else is massive?
Low taper fade.
Low taper fade.
This is the most depressing day of my life.
How so?
Finding out my best friend.
Whoa, don't blame me, Chad. Don't blame me.
Watch the movie without me.
I'll be fine to watch it again. It was fire.
Yeah, but
it's
now
so
you have
fast
the
fast-paced, dude.
But now you have the upper edge. I don't like it.
It's so fast-paced. It's an hour edge. 40 minutes long, and it feels like you're in there for like 5 minutes.
He has the upper edge.
I have the upper edge.
There's
the high
an
ground.
Easter egg in there. There's an
I specific don't care.
Guy that you
guys I don't care.
For.
I know it's Dan. We've already talked about this.
You said Dan?
Dan TDM.
Yeah, Dan TDM, Mumbo Jumbo, Technoblade.
Yeah. But here's the thing. He Jeb. Has the high ground.
Another Hermitcraft person, but it's a girl.
LD Shadow Lady.
Aphmau's in it. You know who Aphmau is?
No. I don't
she
care.
She sucks.
I don't care to know.
I don't like Aphmau.
He has the high ground, Noah.
Valid, but you're just throwing flames.
I just don't like Aphmau. She just makes children content, dude.
Valid.
But like skibbity toilet content.
Oh.
Yeah, like,
and like
the
role play.
Dumb
like,
yeah, dumb role play stuff.
Okay, listen. I liked the role play when I was younger, but now it's just getting too much.
Tiny Turtle.
Tiny Turtle!
Now those role knows, plays.
Dude, Little Lizard Tiny and Turtle. Tiny Turtle.
Yes, dude.
The Princess Kelly.
Princess Kelly. I was about
Princess,
to say A. Kelly.
Princess Carly.
Oh my gosh.
Scuba yes, Steve. Dude. Shark Boy.
This guy's in my head right now.
Moosecraft.
Unspeakable.
I didn't watch Unspeakable. I never liked him. I thought he was annoying.
Unspeakable was my favorite YouTuber for a long time. Unspeakable. Moosecraft.
I like Moose Mods.
Moose
videos.
Mods was so good. He brought it back.
Yeah, but like the recent videos I've seen is just him doing like the day one versus day 100.
Yeah, he's just doing like the average stuff. But
Luke
Moosecraft,
the Notable. I love Luke.
I still watch Luke the Notable. He's so good.
Yeah.
But
100 drops.
100 drops in Fortnite. Moosecraft, Sharkboy, and Unspeakable, whenever they did the try not to laugh videos, I would rewatch it over and over again,
yeah.
Dude. It was so good to me. I'd be like, oh, I already watched this one. Eh, again.
My mom said I could beat anything, so I became a sock.
Why do you remember that? I just remember the crayon.
Yeah.
And then there was also Preston joined some of their videos for the Try Not to Laugh.
Oh, my.
They were really good. What?
I don't like Preston.
Yeah, I didn't like
Preston.
I never
found the interest in Preston.
I used to really like Preston, dude. And then he fell off so hard. Whenever
he was in
the
Sonic movie, I thought that was cool. But besides that,
who?
Preston. He was in the second Sonic movie at the wedding scene.
Oh, I didn't know that. I haven't
yeah.
seen it.
Oh yeah,
fully.
I remember that.
Yeah, see.
I've seen Sonic 3 and Sonic 1, but I've not seen Sonic.
I
2.
Love.
You're not missing a whole lot.
I love the sister or whatever. She's.
I don't remember. I watched that movie like 3 years ago.
I think her name
ago.
It's Brianna. No, that's his wife. Oh, I don't remember her name. But also his brother was part of it.
The sister character that gets really angry.
Yeah.
Oh, character. I thought you were talking about Preston, just in general.
No. I was talking Mario. About Sonic 2.
Oh, my gosh.
But the
you guys know Jerome ASF?
Yeah, I've heard the name.
The name doesn't sound familiar, but I might know them from a...
He's
like
a Wookiee. He's a YouTuber. But his thing is a Wookiee. He's a Minecraft YouTuber. Hold up, I got you.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
My favorite Minecraft YouTuber, Tommy Innit.
Shut up, dude.
Dude, he's on a comeback, I swear.
Yeah, I remember him.
Yeah, I know who that is.
Now he just does streams, and they're like hours
Tap
and hours
L.
long.
Tap L.
Tap L is peak.
Bro.
But, dude, oh my gosh. I would watch Jerome, and I would make exploding Pop-Tarts, and I would just chill out, and that was my Sundays and Saturdays.
Exploding Pop-Tarts?
So what it is how I made this the first time was I put a Pop-Tart in the microwave for 30 seconds, and the microwave was really powerful, and I still have that same one, and the Pop-Tart exploded. So the next day, I did it again, and it only exploded from the middle a tiny little bit. So I named them Exploding Pop-Tarts, and it was so good, and so that's just what I make now. exploding Pop-Tarts.
Nice. Hey man, you want a snack? Hold on.
Sorry, I'm in the grind of Tap L right now, bro. All I'm thinking about is Minecraft, but 100 different. What's a random?
I don't know, dude. Zombies. I haven't seen his videos in so long.
No, he doesn't do videos anymore. He only streams.
It sucks.
Minecraft, but I have every enchantment.
The last video was 2 years ago. My friend Technoblade.
Yeah.
And then the last actual video is 3 years ago. Minecraft, but you can upgrade portals.
Yeah.
Every single one of his videos I've watched.
Yep.
Not a single unwatched video.
Same.
Oh, dude. Do you know UHCs?
Huh?
UHC. So it was like a Minecraft minigame.
Oh.
Where everybody would... It was kind of like Hunger Games, but harder. See, everybody would run out, get supplies, gear up, and then fight. But when you lost a heart, you couldn't regain it.
Yeah,
otherwise, by golden apples or enchanted golden apples.
I think I remember that, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And this one YouTuber, I think his name was Grain.
Grain, yep.
Oh my gosh, I watched his videos all the time over it. Him and Shadow Apples. Ooh, it was so good. Yeah, and then they made an SMP with a bunch of friends, and Skip the Tutorial was in it, and I think Tap L was in it too, and it was so good, and then they just dropped it, and it was terrible.
Yeah, I think that was back in like the Xbox 360 era.
No.
No.
No, it was not.
Like PS4 era.
Mm-mm.
It was on PC.
It was like 5 years ago?
Yeah, it was prime Minecraft content.
I wonder if Grain and Shadow Apple still make videos.
Grain does. Because he played with Tommy not that long ago.
Or is it Grainer? I think it's Grainer.
I think it's Grainer.
Yeah, because I remember the Hunger Game minigame and then the Bed Wars.
Hmm.
Peek. Peek.
Peek. It is Grainer, but I can't find him. I know he's a yellow PFP.
Should we read some of this board news?
No.
Oh my gosh. Did you guys ever watch Socks for One? No. Grazer, that's his name.
Grazer, yep. There is a Grain, though.
Oh, Grazer still does make videos. Quite often.
Yeah. Vanoss Gaming.
Vanoss Gaming was so good.
And then, I haven't seen him in a while. What's his name?
Did you guys ever watch Socks
Smitty.
For One? Smitty. I don't know if I asked that. Oh, Smitty's amazing. I still watch
him. I need him to do more Uno videos, bro.
Uno is great.
Uno, and then Wildcat does a lot of golf stuff now, and like Madden stuff. I like it. It's cool.
I've never just watched like him.
You've never watched Wildcat?
No. I always watch
his 2v2.
Vanoss.
I'll put you on. His 2v2 golf PGA 25 video is one of the funniest videos I've ever seen.
Have you seen this guy?
No.
You should watch him, dude. He's good friends with Grazer, and his content is amazing. I haven't seen his videos in a long time, though. What?
I think I've kind of grown out of Minecraft.
Grown out of Minecraft?
Like, the content creation.
Don't even talk to me, bro.
The little content creation aspect.
The last video I watched for him was 3 years ago.
My point exactly. But if we make Minecraft content, that's totally different.
Dude, who would ever make Minecraft content?
By the way, guys, Cohen's a YouTuber.
I'm not. Trust.
He also plays Ark on stream while appearing offline on Xbox.
Oh, I just love Ark so much.
That's the strat. You go offline so you don't get notifications.
I don't play offline.
You did the other day. You were streaming on Twitch while playing offline.
I don't know how to turn myself offline.
Well, it happened.
You subconsciously
did. Either this man's a psychological liar or he is just not there. But you were appearing offline and you were streaming Ark.
I assure you, sir, I have no idea how to turn my thing offline.
Then it must have been an accident, because...
Probably, I wouldn't doubt it, because I messed with a lot of settings.
Yeah, then you probably did, because you haven't been on for, like, 2 days.
Really?
That's what it shows.
Well, I wasn't on yesterday.
Yeah, but it shows, like, 2 days you haven't been on.
I was on Sunday for, like, an hour.
Yeah, that's the day that I'm talking about.
It was from, like, 9 to 10. It was not really long. What?
Spaz.
I kind of forgot we were on the radio. Okay. So, what's your name? Noah.
God. Ham Man.
Ham Man. That's what I wanted to say so bad. But that's why I couldn't think of your name, because it's just
Chicken
to say
Jockey.
Ham
Man.
Chicken Jockey. Who's your favorite Minecraft YouTuber?
Depends at what time. I'd say, because I...
Now. Today.
Right now?
This second.
Probably Unspeakables, my most favorite.
He fell off so hard.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did. But I like watching his older content.
Okay, who was it 30 years ago?
I feel like that's Brain Rot still.
Dan.
That's our generation's Brain Rot.
Yeah, Minecraft.
Dan TDM.
Small Minecraft.
Dan TDM.
I like
Custom Mod
Adventures.
He's doing that again.
He is?
Yeah.
Oh, right. And Dan and Trey or whatever?
Nope. Whole different thing. He's doing it on his main channel. It's the Diamond Dimensions.
He's redoing the Diamond Dimensions?
It's not the actual title, but it's like he said that's what he's going for.
I gotta finish the recent series that he's been doing.
It's still going.
I know. I love the first Hardcore series. It was so good. I watched it every time the new video came out.
He's not on Hardcore right now. He's doing a regular world where he's not using anything except for his knowledge and comments.
Yeah.
And then he's doing a Diamond Dimension type world.
That's the one I was talking about, was the knowledge one.
Recently, he went to the Nintendo Direct thing.
Cool.
I did not know that. Because I don't know what that is.
It's like, you know, PlayStation... What do they call it? Like the PlayStation Now or whatever...
Is it the announcement thing?
Yeah, it's the big announcement and reveal.
It was the Nintendo Direct for the
Switch 2. Dude, the new Dark Souls game, or one of the new Dark Souls games is coming out on it.
It's like, Soulsborne games.
Yeah, it's... What is it called?
It's like Rich Bloods or something.
No, it's Blood something. But I think it's Dark Bloods.
Yeah.
But it's coming out on the Nintendo Switch 2 only, so you have to pay like $500 just to play it.
Yep.
No, that's just the price of the console. You gotta pay like $80 just for the digital.
Yeah, I bet it's like $40, $50 because they don't really cost most. They're like trying to cut down the costing of the games.
No. Yeah, because everyone's screaming at them.
Yeah, when they first announced it, they said games were gonna be $80, $90.
Oh my gosh, dude!
And then everyone's screaming at them to lower the prices because Nintendo's. Nintendo.
Greedy.
But it also may not be
Dustbloods. That's what it is.
Just them on another part.
Yeah.
I haven't even seen the trailer for Dustbloods or anything about it. My uncle just told me about it a couple days ago.
Jacksepticeye was reacting to like release like the trailers.
Yeah.
For the games. He thought it was Bloodborne 2.
I think it is supposed to be like a spinoff.
Like on his second channel. He literally has his thumbnail is him with a clown nose and a wig.
Guys, you know what I'm excited for?
What are you excited for?
Elden Ring, Night Ring. It's going to be peak. Hi.
He's spinning, by the way.
Can you tell I'm spinning?
The brain cells I just lost from watching that.
No, actually sitting like this ups my cognitive ability by 40%.
Are you activating a passive skill?
I was about to say, are you using a freaking superpower over there, dog?
Dude, you guys have not seen Death Note, okay? Don't worry about it.
You're not L, bro.
I'm L, just. Can't breathe out of my nose.
Where's the
Death Note? I finished season 11 of Supernatural, so peak. You guys need to watch it, it's so good.
How about we speak into the microphone so it captures out
there?
You
guys need to watch it. It's so good.
There you go.
Season 11 of Supernatural.
I don't think I will.
Yeah, me either.
You guys are not it. Come on. You got to be on peak.
No. I just don't have a girlfriend.
To fight spirits. How does that work?
Why do you need... What? There's more than spirits. It's supernatural. Spirits aren't even like... as frequent as most other things in it.
Werewolves,
vampires, demons, angels. I don't know, you name it.
Angels? Why are they fighting them?
Don't worry about it. I won't tell you.
I saw myself.
Just know there's angel war.
Before designer,
Sammy, we need to kill God.
We're not British.
We need to kill God.
Sammy, it's time to kill God. Come on, Sammy.
Come on, mate.
After 11 seasons, they finally went nuts.
Is this like Rick and Morty?
Come on, mate.
Morty, we're gonna go kill God, Morty.
Morty.
Mama.
Morty. Yeah.
So, favorite show in the world, Jace?
God. Cobra Kai.
Just don't even talk to me. Okay.
Noah, Cobra Kai or Amazing World of Gumball?
Noah, favorite show in the world?
Favorite cartoon? Gravity Falls.
Favorite show.
It's ever existed.
I love how I said favorite show, and he looks me dead in the eyes and says, favorite cartoon?
Well, there's a difference between a show and a cartoon.
I don't know my number one favorite.
It's not the same.
But it's still a show.
But it's not the same.
It's a list of episodes.
Yeah, but it's not the same. A show is an experience.
Cartoons aren't an experience? Are you telling me my childhood was a lie?
Yeah.
I don't know my number one favorite show, but my number two favorite show is probably Lucifer.
Lucifer was so good, dude. I loved it.
Okay, number one cartoon, I'm changing. Phineas and Ferb. Number one show... I really have to think about this. I have a funny one.
Say it.
For Bama Shore.
What?
For Bama Shore. It's a reality TV show.
I think I've seen it.
I know.
There's clips of it everywhere.
You guys need to watch The OC.
I watched every single episode when I was like 14 of For Bama Shore.
You guys need
to
watch The OC. Sure. It's so good, and it's where my name came from, and it's fire.
Huh?
What show?
The OC.
I don't think I've ever heard of it.
What?
It's on Hulu, and it's awesome.
But I got my favorite show.
Daredevil. I'm going to take a step back here and say I'm going to pass on watching that show.
It's so good. I just haven't finished it.
I got my name out of a book, bro.
What book?
No clue. It's a book of names.
I got my name out of a book.
What book?
The Bible.
Obviously.
The Bible.
Heck yeah, brother.
I didn't know. Maybe it was a different book. Maybe it wasn't Noah's Ark. Maybe it was Noah's journey on the Ark.
That's Noah. In the Bible.
No, it's a separate book.
Bible Part 2.
It's a spinoff, guys. It's a spinoff.
Bro, that's crazy to think about. The Bible's just a bunch of spinoffs put together.
Exactly.
The Bible's just a big collection.
It's just one big family tree.
Wait, what does Bible stand for? Is it like all the different books?
No, it just stands
international, for... International... I can't say that.
Biblical love ethics.
Okay. Bygones. In binary late... expressions.
What if I turn all the mics off real quick, say it, and then turn them all on?
Do it.
Would that work?
Would that be dead air?
That would be dead air. Crap!
Guys, we don't want to be dead on air.
Yeah.
We got 15 minutes. It's fine. We have 30 minutes. I'm a liar. I'm sorry.
Eh.
I love you.
We'll do 25. Okay. So, bring international...
I think it just stands for Bible, guys.
No, bring
There's
international...
No hidden meaning.
Guys, it's time to shake...
Come on. Bring international...
I thought, yeah, okay.
Ladies everywhere.
All right, guys, it's time to see if Harrison responded.
Harrison.
Excuse you.
You guys think we're going to get banned off the air?
No.
Good. Oh, my gosh. Still waiting for a response.
No.
This guy.
Harrison, I know you can hear us, buddy.
It's time to look through more of his interest. Danny Gonzalez, Drew Gooden, and Curtis Connor. I love this guy.
Harrison's
the
one.
Oh, he likes Lego?
Harrison's
Wait,
the
but
one.
But I can't do Lego because the weird guy likes Lego. You know?
Somebody just looked into the studio.
Yeah, I thought it was friend. Easter.
No, it was Tanner's friend.
That was weird.
Does I end up by my number? Sorry, that's a great song.
Guys, I'm just... He has so many good interests.
It's literally Cohen, but cooler.
Because he plays guitar.
This guy's a better version of me. What the heck? Yeah,
no glasses, better hair.
Cooler fit.
Come on, guys. Come on. Didn't even do anything. Oh, he likes Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Guess who's back?
Back again.
Shady's back.
Back again.
Don't trust
Guess him. Guess who's back? Guess who's back? Guess
back,
who's
back again.
Guess who's back?
Nah, it's just the whole song, but somebody's just in the background saying, back again.
I got you. I got the beat already.
Okay. Go for it.
No. I'm not playing it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we're not allowed to sing.
Yeah,
we can play the songs. We just can't sing them.
Yeah, because of you.
Yeah. What the heck, Noah?
What did I just do? Added so what many interests.
Quick water break.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, me too.
Stay hydrated.
Oh.
There we go. I need some water. It's Javion.
It's Javion, everybody. Woo!
What is wrong with his hand?
Oh, yeah. He did something to his hand.
Yeah, he's not told anyone.
But why is it so, like, because he probably badly punched. Wrapped up?
He fought the Uchiha.
It's so bad. Oh, my God.
Because there's a big ice pack under there.
Oh.
Yeah.
Guys, if I broke my arm, would you sign my cast?
Yes.
Sure.
Sure.
If I broke my arm, would you care?
Yeah, I'd be like, Oh no, my king, my glorious king.
If I got hit by a car, would you come to the hospital?
Maybe. Depends how messed up you are.
What?
What does that mean?
So if you're like, okay, if you're like,
just say what you mean. Say what's on your mind. It's okay. Come on, just indulge the class.
Sorry, I can't say it on air.
You want to share that with the class?
No, I can. If you're like Flat Stanley. Right.
Oh my gosh.
I'm not going to come see you because that's going to be terrifying for both of us. But if you were like, oh, I just broke my leg or something. Oh, yeah.
I just broke my leg, my spleen, my kidney, my everything. Flat Stanley over here.
Yeah, but if you're flat, if your leg's like flattened out, no, I'm not going to come see you.
No. Well, obviously, if it's flattened out, they'll probably take it off.
Yeah, that's the point. And I don't want to see that.
You don't want to see me without a leg?
Nah, get yourself a peg leg, dude.
Hey, I was about to say that.
Okay. Hey, great minds think alike.
Say they had to take my head off, okay?
What?
What?
Off with your head.
Off with your head, peasant. Like,
you're not Dog Man.
Okay, so.
Great movie, by the way.
Let's put this in a situation.
Young Gravy's the bad guy.
I broke 4 vertebrae in my back.
Real.
My legs also can't move anymore, kind of.
Oh, so you're paralyzed.
This happened to an actual friend of mine. No, he's not paralyzed, actually. Huh. And I was this bad, and I couldn't get out of the hospital. Would you come visit me?
Yeah.
Yeah?
We would play Minecraft together.
Would you give me sweet kisses?
No.
No.
That's where I draw the line. We could play Minecraft together, though.
What if I just asked for, like, sweet little kisses on the cheek?
That's too bad.
I can't play Minecraft. My arms are broken.
Oh, your arms are broken?
So are my fingers.
Oh, so...
Each individual finger.
Each individual finger. Jeez, what happened, man?
That car really messed you up.
Yeah, 2 dump trucks and a semi.
Oh, that's oddly specific.
Oh, and also...
it's the results from that one
Joe
episode.
Joe Rogan.
Oil tanker. And Joe Rogan.
Yep, Joe Rogan got
And
him.
Will Smith and LeBron James.
LeBron James.
Chuck Norris. Chuck Norris especially.
Yeah, Chuck Norris always gotcha, you know. But...
Chuck.
Not Chuck.
Not my Chuck boy.
Not Chuck. So... Yeah. I mean, I'd visit. I'd just be like, ha, you're crippled.
Oh, my gosh.
Ha, you're
go
crippled.
To Area 51. Get mind control tech.
Exactly.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. You want me to go to Area 51? Why not 31?
That's where we already are.
We put the mind control tech on your head so you can play Minecraft through brain signals.
Yeah, our brains
just call
can be
up
wired.
Elon. Just call up Elon.
Get a chip real quick.
Wait a minute. Hold on. You're telling me that he named his son X424739? I don't know. Why aren't we thinking about his own name? Elon is so weird.
Elon's such a cool name.
I've never heard the name Elon before.
Yeah, I have.
Wait, what if we're just pronouncing it wrong and it's Ellen?
It's not. No. No, it's Elon.
That's it. That's it. Okay. Ellen from the Ellen Show. Right?
Yep.
She got kicked off and fired and retired.
She did.
And then she went back in time with her super genius mind, made herself into a dude, and made herself last name Musk.
Thus.
And a robot.
Elon Musk.
And a robot. No. She only looks so weird now because she transed over, and since she just wasn't pretty to begin with, it did not end up well.
Wow. Hot take.
This conspiracy is brought to you by...
the insane people dimension.
Yeah. I'd say that's pretty peak. Oh, God, he's writing on the whiteboard.
Oh, no, what do we do now?
Oh, no!
Let's see it. Let's see it. Stay out. Okay.
All right.
All right, so today on Just Yapping, what we're going to be doing is
okay.
Just Yapping.
Yep, we're just yapping.
We're just yapping.
So... Marvel movies.
We're back to Marvel again. We love Marvel.
Okay, so Spider-Man, Marvel.
Spider-Man Brand New Day.
Yeah. Oh, I'm excited.
That got announced.
Legend of Zelda movie got announced?
Ah, heck nah.
What? What do you mean heck nah?
I heard the... No, wait. It might have been the God of War show that they're thinking about.
I didn't know about that.
Yeah, dude. But the director of the God of War show that they're thinking about, he said that trying to play it was too hard.
That's crazy.
He didn't know how to play video games. He literally picked up a controller, pressed a few buttons, is like, this is too hard.
Who?
The director for the God of War show, and he tried to play the games, and he's like, this is too hard.
He shouldn't be directing.
Yeah,
but the guy who made Elden Ring, I think his name's Miyazaki. Yeah, it is. That's real info, by the way. No, it's not. I have no idea. Anyways, he said that if any company wanted to make a movie or show over Elden Ring, then he'd be more than willing to. And he said that 2 years ago. So we could have an Elden Ring show.
That'd be pretty cool.
That'd be awesome, dude. With the lore that's built up.
Are we going full suits to this thing, or are we just going, like, casual?
No, we got to go to full Elden Ring cosplay, dude.
I think we go full suits.
Full Elden Ring cosplay.
No, like, we own the place.
You got to get the armor.
Okay.
You gotta get the armor.
The Ubranium, bro.
The Ubranium?
The Ubranium.
What does that mean?
It's a ore.
It's an ore?
From some TV show, I think.
This guy does not know what he's talking
Vibranium
about.
Vibranium is from Marvel, though.
What is Pluto talking about?
Look a little weeaby height.
Alright, so I have a new theory. Pokemon.
Gotta catch them all.
Okay, so Pokemon eat other Pokemon. You know that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But Pokemon can't die. They only faint. So how do they eat each other? And how do they stay sustained?
Huh.
What a conundrum.
What a conundrum. Big word!
I don't know. Can Pokemon die? Fully?
Let's look to Pal World.
Back to you, Pal World.
I don't think we should bring up Pal World, I'm going to be honest with you. I think that's probably the worst example we could bring up.
You know, they're making a dating sim, and I'm not even kidding.
I think you should just stop now.
You know what?
We're getting to that point where you're going to start saying, I can't talk about this on the radio.
What are you singing about?
I'm singing the one song.
The one song.
Yeah, the
guys,
one song.
All right. You see all this right here? He's singing the one song.
Yeah. You know we're in the mine.
Got our pickaxe swinging from side to side. Side to side. This task a grueling one. Hope to find some diamonds tonight. Night. Diamonds tonight. Hands up.
All right. That's all we can afford.
You know what my favorite kind of animes are? Dude, the short 2 seasons ones that also, will break the fourth wall sometimes. It's so good, because they'll be like, wait, can we even use this song?
Yeah.
In Assassination Classroom, they did that. They were singing Happy Birthday, and one of the characters just went, wait, can we use this song? Is that copyright free? Is Happy Birthday copyrighted?
People cannot sing it and make it their own. But you can sing it in, shows and stuff. So you can't just sing it at the post.
Technically, you can't copyright it because there's a different name each time.
Yeah. Well, no, the bass Happy Birthday song, the Happy Birthday to you.
Mm-hmm. Wait, but
happy
if you
birthday,
change...
Happy birthday, dear, blah, blah.
If you change a couple
happy
of lyrics...
Happy birthday to you.
Would it be a parody?
Yeah, and they're,
So if you changed the name, would it be a parody?
Happy Hanukkah.
Happy Hanukkah to you. Happy Hanukkah to you.
No, that is a real song. I forget what it's called, but Adam Sandler sang it on SNL.
I don't think you should sing it then.
It was a great song.
Yeah, I don't think...
If it was on SNL, it probably shouldn't be here.
Yeah. It was funny, though.
You're funny, though.
Thanks.
You're not welcome.
So, we're getting Spider-Man in 2026, and then we're getting Miles Morales Spider-Man in 2027.
My theory is Miles Morales live action comes in 2026. At the end of Brand New Day.
I think Miles Morales is coming at 2027. When do you guys think live action Miles is coming out?
That's what I just said.
Oh, I thought you were talking about.
That's what I just said.
I thought you were talking about animated.
I said live action Miles.
I can't hear.
Obviously.
Put on your headphones.
No.
Gosh. This guy.
Okay, guys. Can we stop getting so angry?
It's all your fault.
I can't wait for a Childish Gambino Prowler.
This is all your fault.
Womp, womp.
Womp. But yeah, Childish Gambino Prowler is going to be so cool.
Yeah, I will.
I love how we got to see him in like one scene.
Yeah. He was just sitting there like posted up like,
hey, what's going on, man?
Hey, yo, what's going on, man?
Unweb my hand. Nah, it's fine. It'll dissolve. What? Well, I got milk in here, bro.
Golly.
They call him Friendly Neighborhood Spider-Man, but... Yeah. You didn't help that guy out.
You did not help that guy.
So if there's infinite universes, there technically is a universe where Noah is the actual ham man.
Oh, yeah, there is.
Where he's made of ham.
The ham dimension where everyone's made of ham? Everything is made of ham?
Or the one that Spider-Ham's from, and you're a pig, and then you got eaten, and you were ham.
That's not how that works.
Oh! He's cooking.
What do you mean that's not how it works? Someone can't turn you into ham if you're a pig?
What are you saying? Spider-Ham's dimension is all cartoon characters.
Yeah?
There's no humans.
Yeah?
Well, what if? Hear me out here, guys.
So the version of you that's in that universe is a pig. And someone turns you into ham.
Then what are you then?
Probably a cow. Or a squid.
Meow.
A squid?
Yeah, I love squid. Not to eat them. Just think they're cute.
So you were one of the ones to vote for the glow squid, weren't you?
I didn't vote that one. No, actually, I didn't. But I would have for glow squid. The other two choices are really cool. Moo Bloom and what was the other one? The Isologer.
We're talking about Minecraft, by the way. Yeah.
No, people know that one guy. That one guy out there knows exactly what we're talking about. Oh, by the way, Cohen, I reinstalled Call of Duty.
I didn't. I deleted it.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, he's falling back into habits.
Yeah.
Into old bad habits.
But I haven't played it in like 3 days.
So I haven't played it in like 3 months. So
yeah. Verdansk, I recommend just getting Warzone because Verdansk is back and it's a lot of good content right there.
Verdansk good?
Verdansk is very good.
I don't know who that is.
It's a battle royale.
Oh.
It's very good. It's called Warzone.
I'm on my journey to play all the Devil May Cry games.
I'm on my journey to not have this one be here anymore.
I just saw the anime of it on Netflix. And I hear it's
we were
bad.
Talking about Warzone. How we're talking about something that's actually important to the gaming sphere.
Guys, who did you vote for the last mob vote?
What was the last mob vote?
Sniffer.
What's that?
No, it was the crab, it was the penguin, and then the, whatever the one that was one. Armadillo.
Armadillo beat a penguin?
Armadillo beat a penguin and a crab, yeah.
What is this?
What did you vote for?
I didn't even vote, but I would have voted penguin.
I voted crab. It was really cute.
I would have voted penguin. Because that means we
I know what Leo would have voted for.
Penguin!
Penguin. And then the one before that was the sniffer, the,
What's that?
That's the one that's in the game. It's the
the giant big thing that sniffs seeds.
Yeah.
Huh?
You don't know what the sniffer is?
It finds seeds.
And then there was the copper golem, and then there was the...
How did the copper golem not win?
I don't know, but it was a really close second. Sniffer.
See, I don't play a lot of Minecraft like that, so it's kind of hard for me to... It's a GIF. Oh, that thing's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you can tame them.
What?
I think.
No, you can't tame it.
Well, you can put them in a cage, so. Yeah.
What?
They're super hard to find. You have to find a certain, like, ocean temple in a certain biome, and then you have to get, the, like, the 0.5% chance that you'll get it from it. It's super hard to get them. You get an egg.
An egg?
An egg. But yeah, it was the sniffer.
What does the egg look like?
Tough golem, sniffer, and rascal. Oh,
spawn eggs. They changed those.
They did. They're super cool. Mm. Yeah, huh? Oh, have you guys seen the Happy Ghast?
No. Oh, yeah.
Huh?
Turns out ghasts aren't evil.
You don't watch Minecraft Live, dude? Come on.
The ghasts aren't evil. They're just
what
sad.
Did I just say, like, 3 minutes ago? I haven't played a lot of Minecraft. I've been busy with other things.
This guy.
Have a life.
So, in Minecraft Live, they announced the... Oh, actually, it's out. So, they're doing two updates this time. The first one added a new shader that's just implemented into the game. It's called Vibrant Visuals. Another thing was the Happy Ghast. So, you find it in the Nether, or you could craft it. And it's just like this little block that's just a sad little ghast.
It's like a baby.
Yeah, and then you put water on it, and then it grows up, and it's got like a little bit of a smile, and it's like really tiny. And then when it grows up all the way, then it's big, and it's got a big smile. You can stand on them, and you can put saddles on them. And you feed them with snowballs.
So basically, the whole entire reason why ghasts attack you in the Nether is because of their environment. Because they don't like their environment.
Huh.
So this whole time, all they needed was to live in the overworld, and they would have been happy.
So can they live in the overworld?
Yeah.
They can, but if you bring a regular ghast to the overworld, they'll still be mad.
I know, I'm saying, but can the...
It has to be a happy ghast.
Yeah.
A regular ghast can live in an overworld.
Yeah, you put like a little hat on it, like a hat on its head and goggles, and then you...
Yeah, the saddle is really weird. But you can put 4 people on it.
Okay, now I want to see this.
And then another thing was...
Picture! Somebody! Picture! I need to see!
I got it. And then another thing was all the new like grass and stuff, and just all the new foliage.
Oh yeah, The update he was talking about, the shader one, it looks really good.
I haven't seen it. So.
That's it with its saddle on.
Okay, that's kind of cool.
I don't like it. And then that's it without the saddle on.
It looks so happy.
Well, I wonder why.
Yeah, have you seen those videos where it's like the people who realize what happened to the ghasts versus what they do to every other mob?
Nah, I will be still killing.
They also added a bunch of other different like animal types, like warm chicken, cold cow, warm cow, cold sheep. They didn't do it to sheep, and then cold pig, warm pig.
So do they just look different?
Yep, in the biomes. Yeah,
cool.
And that's about it for the first half of the update. The second update is coming out in the summer. This first one's called Spring to Life, then the second one is called Summer to Something.
Didn't they, like, make multiple wolf skins?
Yeah, but they did that the last update.
Yeah.
But, yeah, the last mob vote, or the one before the one that just
happened. So, are they going to have another mob vote in the summer?
I think so. Cool. Or in the winter, I don't know. But the last one before the most recent one was Sniffer, the Rascal, and the... Tough Golem. Tough Golem, it would hold one item up for display, and when you gave it the item, it wouldn't move. Sometimes it would walk around, but it wouldn't move very much. And it was just kind of like this little statue that could move. The second one was Rascal, and...
What's a Rascal?
Rascals, it played hide and seek with you, and if you found... and it's always in the caves, and if you found it, then you get a reward. Rewards were pretty good. And then the sniffer, it just sniffs up new seeds, but it only gives you 2 types of seeds, and they are useless. So basically, he's just a big old guy.
A really rare big old guy.
Yep, and he just looks really cute.
Yep. What did the rascal look like?
Here, I gotcha.
If someone's telling me that this thing is cuter than the sniffler.
Sniffler.
That should have been in the game.
Oh, yeah.
Minecraft, you screwed up.
Or
they could have just added all 3 mobs.
They probably could have. I mean, that's fair to say with all of them. Like Glow Squid.
Huh?
Who really wanted the Glow Squid?
Me.
Hmm. What can we do with this?
Banish.
Let's make our signs glow. That'll.
That'll really awesome. Get them. That'll really get them.
Hold on, I'm trying to pull up whatever the mob vote before that was, because I don't remember. The very first one was actually, I think, in China? It was a bunch of... It was in between a bunch of mobs, and the winner was the panda.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, there was a second one in China, and it was a llama that won.
One of the most useless mobs.
The first one in America was in 2017, and it was between... four different mobs, the giant squid, some chomper thing that I can't remember, the Blaze King, and then the Phantom. And the Phantom one.
And we all got blessed with the Phantom.
The Phantom, we didn't know what it was yet, because so far it was like how it looks now, but it was more of like a happier looking thing. So we didn't know what it was. We didn't know anything about it.
Yeah, and then Mojang's like, you fools.
We played you like a kazoo.
And then... the Mavo after...
Nightmare.
And then the 2019 Mavo was Swamp, Badlands, or Mountains. And that was when we got the Swamps.
Yep.
With the Frog.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was the Moobloom, the Isolager, or the Glow Squid. We obviously got the Glow Squid.
I mean, that was just not a good one.
And then
of those would not have helped anything.
The Isolager is really cool. Because there's like a new boss added to the game.
Wow.
And the Moobloom is really cute. And that's about it. I think it did something.
Cohen?
Yeah?
When we play, are you working today?
No. Maybe. I might be. 50-50. 2021 mob vote was Glare, Allay, Copper Golem.
And we got the Allay.
The Glare was basically... It would like hide in... or like it would put its eyes away in dark places... or where mobs could spawn, and then wherever mobs couldn't spawn, it would open its eyes. So basically, you can know where mobs could and could not spawn. Allay, you give it an item, it goes picks up the item. Copper Golem, it would hit buttons and stuff, and they were going to add a bunch more copper stuff to the game. But the Allay, I voted for it only because I thought you gave it an item, and it would just go out in the world and find it. So I was like, if you just get one diamond, free diamonds forever.
Yeah.
But no, that's not how it works.
You thought it was like an Ender Pearl?
Yeah, it's just
a... or Ender Eye?
And that's all of my votes, y'all.
So, when's Shark Skinning added to the game?
What?
When is Shark Skinning added to the game?
Tomorrow.
Oh, sick. We but actually
you,
do need that.
What were you about to say earlier? About me and working tonight?
Oh, if you aren't, we need to make like a big Minecraft world.
Okay.
And so we can stream it.
Play Minecraft.
Hmm?
Play Minecraft tonight.
Not tonight.
This guy, I swear.
He ego chowed us every time.
Why? What are you doing tonight?
I don't know.
I might buy a new phone tonight. I don't know.
A new phone tonight?
Yeah.
It's a pretty big thing.
No, it's just going to be one of those ones that's on like a 1 month plan. So I can just save it and get it. Because I kind of need it.
$2 phone from Timu.
$2 phone from Timu.
$2 Timu. $2 Timu.
All right. Well, that was just yapping, everybody. Anything else you want to talk about before we go off?
No, I think I'm good.
I'm good.
All right. Here's Let You Go by the Chainsmokers. Everybody have a great rest of your day and see you next week.